expatting. It is definitely a hot topic. Our political kitchen is way too warm. Not just the USA kitchen, but the EU kitchen. And even in less than obvious areas, it is socially uncomfortable right now, as everyone seems not that religious, but yet preaches a certain ideology and will refuse to speak to you unless you conform to their line of thinking. I guess we all share at least a sliver of communal guilt here. Granted, as immigration is such a hot topic, all this talk may apply for expats too, because it appears many are running for the exits as others run for ours. But it is just weird, Crossroads being what they are. Check out the AARO link below. That is the Association of Americans Resident Overseas. 5.4 million U.S. citizens live abroad, so the estimates go. That be a lot, and does not include tourists. Canada leads the game. Given its proximity and social and political similarities, that makes sense. I hear many celebrities may relocate should the election slant right. Not sure why, but everyone seems to be enlightened enough to bail and go somewhere else. But they seem to always stay in California, mostly. But when you mix in better weather, a dollar stretch, and general cultural distrust, expatting is attracting more interest than ever. There are areas in Portugal and Central and South America where Americans have overrun the otherwise native turf. Why do we feel we have the manifest destiny retirement right? I do not know, but it does look attractive. So my question is this. Why do you think that expatting will lead to a land that will want you in it? Good question.
All aboard!
Move along now. More later.